Good afternoon, friends. Thank you for tuning in to listen to another one of these little devotionals. Over the last few days, if you've joined with us, you've noticed that we've been at a river and we've had a couple of waterfall scenes behind us and so on and so forth. It may be that you know where this river is. I haven't disclosed that. And you can put it in the comments section below if you know the river that we've been at over the last few days. It might be interesting just to know if anybody knows where this particular river is. This is a slower moving part of it, and I was just thinking about Elijah, the great servant of God, the prophet of God, Elijah, who just in 1 Kings chapter 17 appears out of absolute obscurity and finds himself in the presence of the king, the godless king of Israel at that particular time. And we read as Elijah spoke to Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 1, that he stood before the king, and because of the king's sin and because of the sin of the nation, God was going to shut up the windows of heaven and withhold the rain, and there would be a season of famine, a season of drought in the land. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And then he departs. And it's like Elijah comes from nowhere onto the great stage of the world at that particular time. And as quickly and as suddenly as he arrived, he departs again. And the Lord said to him, just at the very brink of that season of drought and barrenness, verse number 2, "And the word of the Lord came unto him." It's good whenever the word of God comes to you. If you're a child of God, it's good to get into the Bible. It's so important to get a word from the Lord, to have direction and guidance from the Lord, especially in these days that we're living in. "And the Lord said," in verse number 3, "Get thee hence, turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan." Hide thyself. In other words, Elijah, come aside from all of the things of this world. Hide yourself. Get alone with me. Come down to the brook. Spend time with me, because God had a great work for Elijah still to do. And it's so important for us to get alone with God, to get alone beside the Lord at a quiet place. The very first Psalm said about the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His leaf also shall not wither. And that's like Elijah. He was a godly man. He didn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He didn't stand in the way of sinners. He didn't sit in the seat of the scornful. And in a very real sense, he got down by the river, planted alone with God. He hid himself. That speaks of humility, speaks of obscurity. And so often the Lord wants us to hide ourselves, that we cannot be seen, but that Christ can be seen in us. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly." And again, that's what Elijah's doing. But during that time of drought, the Lord promised him that in verse number 4, "Thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee." The ravens. Ravens in the Bible were unclean birds. And they brought Elijah bread and flesh every morning and every evening. And for them to do that, they had to resist their own nature. Because of course the raven would just want to devour the flesh and to devour the bread. But God controlled and brought their nature into subjection. He can do that for you and I. He can give us victory over the lusts of the flesh. And those ravens fed Elijah. They were submissive to the Lord. They were in subjection to the Lord. They were sacrificial. They brought bread and flesh that they would have naturally wanted themselves, and they brought it to Elijah. And how often does the Lord want us to be submissive, surrendered, in subjection, and sacrificial? And they fed Elijah bread and flesh, bread and meat, morning and evening. Now, the Bible is described as being the bread of life. The Word of God is described as being like meat. And it's so important if we're going to go places with God and do things for God that yes, we drink of the brook, rivers of living water, we are filled with the Spirit of God day and daily. And we also feed upon the milk, upon the bread, and upon the meat of God's Word every morning and every evening. So why don't you turn off your tablet or your phone or your computer or your iPad and spend a little bit of time alone with God by the brook. God bless you. Thanks for listening.